Welcome back to episode 3 of the Private Podcast. In this episode, we are going underneath all of the visible stuff yet again, underneath content, offers, funnels, and into what I call your authority identity blueprint. It's your fingerprint. It is only yours. No one else has it. Your authority identity blueprint is this beautiful psychological name, but in the most simplistic way, I want you all to really see, hear, and know that this is the layer that becomes your market positioning. This has to be done first. Your authority identity blueprint is what entails your authority markers or signals. And this is truly how you differentiate yourself. It is why and how people understand you, your way, your method, why you so much faster. You are here because you are incredible at what you do. You have years of experience, education, or life experience, knowledge, depth, and yet in your content, in your marketing, or your brand, that is not translating. And because it is not translating, people do not perceive you as that powerhouse that you are. They don't see the depth, the knowledge. And this is the reason that sales either take longer than you desire, sales are inconsistent. The sales that you are desiring and wanting, and quite frankly, you know that you deserve, are behind this work. So your content, your brand is no longer blending in. Your translation of that incredible woman that you are, it is there. People see it, feel it, know it. The perception of you has shifted. And we are doing it all in this episode, in this podcast series. And I really want to bring forward, people try to go into, what are my content pillars? I want to learn, you know, how to do better hooks and the content frameworks and all these things. When really and truly, you'll have to do that at some point, okay? But really and truly, if you cannot define and articulate who you are and what you do, guys, authority is not your followers or following count. It's not if you wrote a book. It's not how many podcasts you've been on or any of these different things. Authority is standing so firmly in your lane, claiming that piece of the pie, how you do things. If you cannot say that clearly, concisely, nothing matters. No matter how many framework things you have learned or redone content pillars by whoever, nothing else will matter. Lovingly, your content and your brand are going to be vanilla. They are going to blend in. And again, that is exactly what we are changing. I promise you, this is why I am so obsessed with this work, doing it for myself on 3 different businesses and brands, on hundreds of other women. I know that this works. It is all based on human behavior, on psychology, and I'm so excited to dig in. Part 1 is your origin story. And I call it your origin story, but like the real one, okay? The place that I would love for us to start is not the origin story that you have in a Canva template that you have done or redone over and over again. When I sit down with clients, that is not what I'm asking for. I'm going to ask you one question, and I would love for you to do this in real time. So please take out a pen, paper, a Google Doc. I want you to tell me the moment that you realized you were different. You were different at what you do, whatever result, transformation, the healing, the modality, whatever it is. When did you realize that you do things differently? Was it the first person that you ever worked with? maybe you personally realized that you were like against the system because, again, you did it in a certain way. You realized something. Maybe it was that first client. Maybe it was even a friend. Maybe, again, you weren't charging at that time. So that person who mirrored or reflected this all back to you, let that one specific moment come to your mind. And now I want you to ask yourself, what did you notice first about the way in which you solved that person's problem? Everything is a puzzle. Whatever industry you are in, whatever you do, you are solving people's problems. People are going to come to you with their thoughts, their ideas, the issues, the challenges. And whatever industry you are in, whether you are selling someone a home, you are a functional practitioner, you are a coach, a health coach, relationship coach, a business coach, whatever it is, you are going to hear that person's issues, problems, challenges. You're hearing the symptoms that they are telling you. You know where you are taking them. You're distilling it like a big puzzle. So what did you notice first? What did you do? We go way deeper and I'm asking you questions like, what pattern did you clock instantly? When you know your ideal client, when you can think back to that moment that you realize that you do things differently, like you get someone some incredible result and you really, really understand the way in which you do this. We break it down and I know this is hard because it's just like, no, I just do. So there's so much deeper there. When we go through these series of questions, what pattern did you clock instantly? What were you tracking? What did you know was going to happen next? This reveals your diagnostic lens, your lens. And I promise if that one was harder, stay with me. I'm going to break it down even more. Okay, we're going to come back to your lenses because there's different ways that we can really get into that. But question number two, the big question, there's three big ones. What did your brain automatically start doing? Okay, so again, we were really going through like, what did you notice first? What pattern did you clock? What did you know was going to happen? But question two is further into those steps. So what did your brain start doing? Where did you go? This is the roots of your unique framework, the unique way that you do things. I promise you that you have it. Question number three, what did you walk away believing about yourself? This is a big one. Did you know in that instant that you are a market outlier? Did you know that you are moving against the grain? Are you thinking right now, no, I do it in, you know, the way that similar people do it? Okay, we need to break it down further. But what did you walk away with from that experience? When you did it, when you had that first person that you took it all through, from these three questions, we are extracting how you see things, how you view things, how you distill someone's entire puzzle. Again, those are going to be turned into your unique lenses. We are extracting the system. So how you solve it, the frame, which is again, the roots of your framework. And three, your identity. Because what you believe, what you stand on is the biggest part of your identity. These are the beginnings of your authority markers, where then we can articulate them. And right now in 2026, as I am recording this in real time, if you cannot show how you think, showing your unique, beautiful brain, you are not going to bring the sales in that you are desiring. But you are here and you are learning and you are defining and articulating. And this is the work that is going to change your business, your brand, quite frankly, your life. So part two is your roles and experiences. And this is where we can get so much deeper in your unique lenses. So again, if that first question was a little challenging, it is way easier to be doing this with someone like myself who can really pull this out of you, who can ask different questions. But I want you to know this work. I want you to have things that are on your paper that you can run with. Part two, I always say to my client, every single person that I've ever worked with, your past roles, your jobs, the positions that you've had, they were not random. Everything that you have done, everything has literally brought you to the place of where you are today. And when we can see this and recognize this and actually pull from it, it is one of the greatest things because in real time, we are anchoring into your unique lenses. So everything again in this episode is extracting, pulling out your blueprint, which truly we are turning into the unique lenses. When we work together, there is a beautiful framework, the Enneagram diagram that I fill out with clients where we go further than just clearly speaking to the problem that you solve and who it is for. That is necessary. What is the problem that you solve and who is it for? But we take that a step deeper, and that is why authority is your differentiator, which equals your market positioning. Because we take it a step deeper when we ask the question and define it, what is your unique way? Your unique way that you solve that problem for who? Those unique ways are what's brought into, again, your method. The dots are connecting. So your roles and experiences, I want you all to think of a role, a position, whether you loved it or hated it, but I want you to think of this job role position that expanded you. So whatever it is, I want you to really think, when I say expanded, what did that role pull out of you that was like already in there? Maybe you knew you were good at something, but it amplified it. Like you knew it, but it pulled it out even more. I'm going to give you a personal example. When I was an executive director leading a team, working alongside a multi-million dollar founder, bringing social emotional curriculums into charter schools, growing it from one school to five schools in a very short time, one of the things I was asked to do was speak on initiations, things that were going on in the charter, present for boards, speak in front of all five of the school staffs on the curriculums that I was bringing forward that I fought for, that these schools needed. And it was very interesting because even though I was in the health coaching world and I had done a seminar or two even before that, it amplified something at me. It was like, whoa, this actually lights me up. It expanded me. At first, it was a little still fucking scary. You know, I remember doing these presentations for almost 1,000 people. And it was something that I was like, whoa, I am meant to do this. It expanded me in ways that I didn't even realize. So again, I want you to think of that role and what did it pull out of you? Answer that question. All right, I have a couple more. I want you to think back. What did people always come to you for? You were known as that person. What did they come to you for? Whether it makes sense or not, right now, write it down. These questions, I like to say we are opening up a mason jar. We are wiggling things. These are the funnest conversations to have. Okay, so once you've answered what did people always come to you for, I want you to really think, what did you naturally take ownership of? Or what problems did you solve that weren't technically your job or your scope, but you did it anyway? What did you notice that other people missed? Those are your lenses. Take note of these things. Part three is very much your beliefs and your values. So once we are going through your story and the roles and positions that you have had, we are going to be speaking into the beliefs about those things, through those things, how you see yourself and the world. I'm going to ask a question, and this pulls so much. I'm going to ask, what genuinely frustrates you in your industry? And now, if you can go on and give me an entire answer, a beautiful, beautiful rant, if you are not bringing that forward in your content consistently, not only in your content, in your brand identity, and how it's expressed, you need to do that. Meaning, if you are the person that you can genuinely go on about something that ticks you off in your industry, then we need to bring that forward in this. It's in brand psychology, there's a term known as your schema or your persona. And we're going to be talking about persona in the next episode, but I want you to take that right now. Whatever you wrote down on your paper, if that is not in your content consistently, even if it is, then hang on to that, because we are going to be bringing it into your persona again, which is a magical thing that we put. It is a huge through line that people can see you and understand you from. Okay, question number two. What do people consistently get wrong about your work all the time, whatever industry you are in? Those common misconceptions. With this, we're distilling and identifying the defining lenses deeper and deeper. What belief have you held long before business that still shapes how you guide, how you support, how you bring forward the change that you do? These answers form your worldviews, your philosophy. This is the backbone of your authority-led brand. So the next part, we're going to go even deeper into your identity, the version of you that you have grown into. Your meaning, the worldviews that you have, the beliefs that you have, that is your identity. And your identity becomes your authority. So when you are so anchored into that identity, your authority is going to be even more convicted. I want you to think about a brand like Nike. And before Nike was global, was the authority-led brand that it is, before Just Do It and massive campaigns and millions upon millions of dollars, there was a founder with a belief system. He worked, if you go Google, ChatGPT, whatever it may be, whatever your favorite AI is, when you look up the founder of Nike, and I did this purposefully many, many times, I've looked up so much about him. He worked with performance athletes. His belief system, you saw that his belief system was you could defy odds. He believed that limits were mental. There are no limits, limitless. He believed in pushing past what felt possible. Just Do It isn't just a tagline. It's a world view. The world view and the philosophy based on a belief system. The belief system that is based on the identity of this founder. And he brought that identity and that authority and that conviction. He translated that into brand and marketing repeatedly. I want you to think there are thousands of athletic brands. Nike feels different. Why? Because belief came first. Worldview came first. Identity, authority came first. Then marketing amplified it. Two people can do very similar work. One feels flat. One is undeniable. The difference is conviction made visible. Again, authority is not volume. Authority is standing grounded in your lane, backed by belief, knowing your beliefs. When you are clear on your lenses, your system, your worldview, everything else becomes easier. Messaging becomes sharper. Remember, messaging is the number one thing you need for effective marketing. Content becomes cleaner. Sales become more aligned. Your brand makes people feel and trust because you are leading with identity and authority. We have pulled your story, your roles, your beliefs, the meaning behind the work that you do. You see your lenses. You are right now in real time defining your authority. In the next episode, we are moving into articulation. We are structuring it. We define your authority persona. It is so exciting. Your authority persona is the part of you that leads your brand. We map your ideal client match, the people who resonate with your unique lenses, and we build out your framework, your methodology, your process, the way that you turn how you think into that repeatable method that gets your incredible people the insane results, transformations that you provide. This is where it all becomes visible. This is where people are understanding you so much faster, where we are turning again the authority that you already are into a clearly expressed brand. It is all happening. Again, I am so excited. I will meet you in the next episode.